Showers and thunderstorms from time to time Saturday, but fewer storms on Sunday, high in the upper 80s. Download our free weather app. It'll keep you up to date on the watches and warnings for your particular locations, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a riding mower upgrade? If so, drop by CTE and check out Hustler Zero Turn Mowers. For 2017, Hustler continues to improve almost everything. Engines, cutting decks, tires, seats, fewer replacement parts, and the list goes on. But even with all these upgrades, Hustler has lowered the price on most models while maintaining the best warranty in the industry and offering 0% interest financing for 48 months.
We interrupt this message to bring you this special offer. You can now get up to $500 off select Hustler mowers at CTE through July 5th. Hurry in and save.
Hustler makes over 50 different models, and one of them is perfect for you. So come to CTE, take a test drive, or arrange for a demo on your property, and you'll see why Hustler, although building ZTRs for over 50 years, has recently become one of America's most popular brands. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE Outdoorpower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
It was 1917. Charlie Chaplin appeared as the Little Tramp. Walt Disney graduated from high school, and Woodrow Wilson was reelected president. And in Montgomery, Chris's sold their very first hot dog. Move forward to the 1950s. Hank Williams was hanging out at Chris's. Up through the 70s and 80s, many stars and politicians discovered Montgomery's little secret. Jump ahead to the new millennium. Riverwalk Stadium, the alleyway, and the new downtown. It's now 100 years later, and Chris's is still serving their world-famous hot dogs at 138 Dexter Avenue. How long has it been since you've tasted the city's most famous hot dog? Make Chris's part of your family history. Still family-owned and operated, Chris's makes every hot dog and hamburger to order. Take Chris's to your next party or event. Call-in orders are welcome. Online at chrishotdogs.com and on Facebook. Chris's Famous Hot Dogs. Taste the tradition.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through June 30th, get financing as low as 0% for 48 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune in to Health and Wealth. Weekdays at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron, Ben, and Jack.
Welcome back into News and Views. I'm going to dispense with the opening music during the third hour here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV to preserve as much time as possible for Chief Justice Roy Moore, who joins the program now. Justice Moore, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstandingly well myself. I often say I feel like a million bucks, but
yes, sir.
But I don't have a million bucks, but I feel that
well.
Way often. I wouldn't mind it, though. Hey, you're running for United States Senate. I think it's a move that surprised some. I think a lot of people thought you would hold back and run for either Attorney General of the state of Alabama or Governor of the state of Alabama. Why United States Senate, and why in the year 2017?
Well, a lot of people did ask me to run for governor, and it was very difficult decision to qualify for this, but basically, I think I have a lot to take to the Senate. I think our country needs it at this time, and it's up to the people of Alabama. If they wanted me as governor, I guess they'd vote me as governor, but we'll see about Senate. I think that my military background, my experience in war, the fact that I've been in the judiciary and understand judges and understand the Constitution, I think it's very important. A lot of our problems could be solved if we return to the basic principles on which we were founded.
You mentioned your experience at war. I'm trying to just go from memory here on your biography, but 1965, you graduated from high school and went to the West Point Military Academy?
Yes, sir. 1965, in June, again, West Point.
Now, you knew the Vietnam War was going on at that time. It was accelerating under newly inaugurated President Lyndon Johnson. Did you have any concerns that you would be immediately deployed upon graduation? Was that in the back of your mind when you signed up?
We weren't very wealthy. It didn't have much option schooling. United States Military Academy provided an excellent education, and it's just one of the things that you had to do. I love my country. I didn't think that much about Vietnam. It really heated up after the fact, the year I went in, 65, 66, it started heating up very badly. And then, of course, by 71, it was over for all practical purposes. But I went in toward the end, and I hadn't thought about it before I attended West Point. But, of course, when you know you have a military commitment, and it's part of the thing that might come about. My son, in fact, has just finished plebe year and is starting the second year in August.
Now, how many children do you have?
Four.
You have four children.
One girl and three boys.
I have a handful of children myself. That's a full-time job in and of itself. Let me ask you, you get out of the military in 70. When did you get out of the military?
74.
Where do you go then? You ended up in Texas at some point.
I went to the University of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
And School of Law, and then I began practicing law in 1977 as a deputy district attorney, and I practiced for 5 years, ran as a judge. Court judge, and was defeated, and that's when I took up my trip to Australia and kickboxing.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. Someone told me you were a kickboxer. I didn't know this. I'm learning new things. I studied for my interviews, Judge.
Well, I might have been a kickboxer, but I'm certainly not now. You lose those techniques as you get older.
All right, so those are skills that might serve you well in Washington, D.C. You just never know. The Senate floor gets pretty brutal.
I can think of a couple people I'd like for you to kickbox.
Yeah, if you get there, I got a list of people I'm going to provide for you. Let's talk about what sets you apart from the competitors. I mean, obviously, in a Republican primary in Alabama, everybody's pro-life, everybody's pro-gun and all that. But where do you see the big stark differences between you and some of your competition?
Well, I agree with you that running in, we go to these forums, and everybody basically echoes the same thing.
Right.
There may be some differences. There are some differences with some of them. But basically, I think what would set me apart is that what I've done in the past. I think I have a deeper understanding of the military. I'm the only veteran of foreign war in the crowd, and I understand war, understand its seriousness. As far as the judicial branch, I understand what judges are and what they should be and what they the Constitution has sworn to uphold. I've done extensive studies in the Constitution. But I think if to answer your question, what would set me apart is that I would stand for what I believe, and I don't back down, and I don't see a reason to back down from the truth. And, of course, there are consequences for doing that. So, but I won't be in the judicial branch, so I won't have the JSC.
Judge Roy Moore is our guest. He is a candidate for the United States Senate, if you've been living under a rock and haven't heard. Judge Moore, the former Chief Justice here in the state of Alabama. What do you think of Donald Trump? Were you a Trump fan during the election?
Well, I became one, I'll tell you that, and not just because he was elected, but when I started seeing him stand up and say things that needed to be said, and doing things now that it needs to be done, I think that it's kind of unique. He's unique in the fact that he's not political, and I think part of the big problem with politics is politicians. And he says what needs to be done, and he stands on it. And I know he's got a lot of pressure on him. I know he's not perfect. I know that no one's perfect, and people make mistakes. But, you know, I see something different in him than you see in any politicians that we've had in that office for many years, a Republican and Democrat. I think that he said what he's going to do, and I think he tries to do it. And I hope I can help him understand a few things about the Constitution, and I think I can. I think my legal background will play in there.
I do some polling in my spare time for candidates and people, and we actually polled in the early phases. I saw some polling on this race, and you would be surprised. Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior, has a 96% approval rating among voters who intend to vote in the Republican primary. Donald Trump is a 92% approval rating. The only person in the universe who has a higher approval rating among Republicans in Alabama that I know of is our Lord and Savior, the only person that has a higher approval rating than Donald Trump. I worry for any candidate who goes up there and intends to cause Donald Trump any trouble or disruption. Do you, when you look at his agenda, do you look up and down everything he's talked about, the wall, the infrastructure plans? That's going to be a controversial issue. Repealing and replace Obamacare. Are you looking at these and saying, I'm on board with Donald Trump?
I think that I support 90% or whatever what he stands for. I won't say that anybody you would support 100%.
Well, sure.
Your loyalty is not to a person, it's to the Constitution.
Right.
You're sworn not to Donald Trump or Reagan or any of them. You're sworn to the Constitution. And as long as it complies with the Constitution, and I think many of his plans of free enterprise, I believe strongly in free enterprise. I believe we need to do something about the fact that America is not producing industries anymore. Or I shouldn't say it that broadly, but we've lost a lot of industries. We've lost textile mills. We've lost jobs. Made in America needs to be made something again. We produce fine things. Some of the best workmen in the world came out of America at one time, and I think we need to go back to quality in our work. We need to go back to pride in our country. I think we need some attention to the military. Our military is deteriorating. We need to go back and build that military up with a son in West Point and going into the Army and another already in the Army and one that might be going into the Army. I'm pretty militaristic, if you will. I believe in our veterans. I believe that, in our country. And I think Donald Trump is the same way. I don't believe in politics, I'll tell you that. You think he's not opposed. He's opposed. There is an establishment up there of Republicans that are giving him a lot of problems. And for no reason. Don't want to vote on things. I think Obamacare should be repealed. And I think we need to look back at the reason we don't have open borders on the sale of health insurance, for example. and it goes back to 1945, McCarran-Ferguson Act. In 1945, which was a response to the antitrust decision of the United States Supreme Court regarding health care. It was they said that health care was part of interstate commerce, and the McCarran-Ferguson Act allowed states to determine their own health insurers, and basically have resulted in monopolies in many states. So I think we need to look at things like that. And it's a lot illegal. We need to find out why federal district judge in Washington can stop a president dealing with immigration policy. We need to find out why Arizona can't exclude people from coming into their state that the United States Congress said should come into their state. There's no preemption doctrine as such with migration. That's written into the Constitution in Article 1, Section 9.
Now, speaking of, Roy Moore is our guest. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. I'm also an attorney. I don't have the experience you do. I think that goes without saying. But I've been frustrated with the role of the federal courts. And I take very seriously where the Constitution says that the Congress can limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts and even remove them altogether. Is it time? I believe it is. I'm curious your thoughts. Is it time for the for the Republicans or the Congress to exercise their constitutional right and limit the jurisdiction of the federal courts?
Yes, and the Congress has done that in the past, but they are not doing it now. And there's another thing, this Baron that I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Baron, one thing that you know, I found a great ignorance in our society in that we, lawyers and judges and people in general, think that federal courts are higher than state courts. I've asked this question over and over and asked how many think this. How many people think federal court is above state court? And they'll all say, well, yes, it's true. With regard to federal constitutional issues like life, liberty, and things, they'll say, well, they're above. If they make a ruling, that we're bound. That's not the law. And, you know, I can argue with anybody because I quote the United States Supreme Court. I quote Clarence Thomas in Fredwell versus the Fredwell case in 1993. That's not what he said. That's not what they said as late as 2013 in Johnson versus Williams. What Clarence Thomas said is the simplest explanation for people. He said, in our federal system, now he's talking about federal courts all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, not including the United States Supreme Court, all the federal courts below the United States Supreme Court. He said, in our federal system, a state trial court's interpretation, now that's your circuit courts, your probate judges sitting as trial courts, district courts, courts of appeal, and so forth, Supreme Court, a state trial court's interpretation, any of them, is just as authoritative as the Federal Court of Appeals. That in our circuit, it's the 11th Circuit.
Right.
In whose circuit the state trial court is situated. What he was saying is this. There's parallel authority to go to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter of federal constitutional issues. Well, I said ultimate arbiter. When they depart from the Constitution, people who are sworn to the Constitution should have a right to question their judgment. And I'm going to tell you something I haven't told anybody in the world, Baron. You ready?
Well, I should warn you, there are thousands listening.
Yes.
Well, for the thousands listening, I'm about to come out with a book that will detail why the United States Supreme Court can usurp the Constitution, or how they're usurping the Constitution. And I haven't told anybody this, but I hope to have an announcement within weeks. So when you see it, you'll know it.
I guess our audience heard it here first.
They heard it here first.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me ask you a question. Why are Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans afraid of Roy Moore? What is it about your candidacy that has them throwing their full weight and support behind Luther Strange?
They're scared. They're scared of anybody that will tell the truth. Truth is something that others will follow. and they don't want people that oppose their agenda, that show it's about politics, what they're doing. They don't want the truth shown on the filibuster rule and why it's unconstitutional. They don't want to tell the people back in their states that they're all beating their breast about being Republicans and standing for principles and standing behind Trump, and then going to Washington and being part of the swamp, if you call it. I call it a quicksand. Because once you get there, you just don't seem to get out.
You disappear.
And you disappear.
Yeah.
You disappear from the public. So, you know, they don't want light shown on what they're doing. I have not been very hesitant to do just that in my career. And I'll do the same thing at the United States Senate I've done throughout my career. I'll speak the truth and suffer the consequences, I guess.
You know why I could never be a United States Senator? I'm curious your thoughts on this. I would ask every single person before I voted to confirm them on the United States Supreme Court, are you willing to overturn Marbury versus Madison, one of the most horrific opinions ever authored from any court in the entire world? What are your opinions on that? Is the Supreme Court out of control because they gave themselves the ability to be out of control?
The Supreme Court's out of control because they've put their... I'm going to tell you this, the way I think about it, Barron. It's our fault. We put judges above the law they're sworn to uphold. Judges take an oath to the Constitution. Federal, state, everybody takes an oath to the Constitution. Executive, legislative, and judicial officers of state and federal government take an oath to the Constitution. But when they get to the high court, as they did in Obergefell, and my book will be something about that, and it will quote Chief Justice Roberts, who called these five people on the court, five lawyers. Now, he put in perspective, as did Justice Scalia. When five lawyers are ruling your country, you're not a republic anymore. You become an oligarchy. And what happens is when judges think they're above the law, they're judicial supremacists. Article 6 of the Constitution is very plain. It says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, laid in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or the laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. Which means, simply, that the supreme law, supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution. But when judges make it up, and they come out with something that's complete off the wall, no historical basis, no logical basis, no legal basis, as they did in the Obergefell, and they say something, and you have attorney generals, governors saying, oh, well, it's now the law of the land. So the question needs to be asked. My book's going to cover that. It's going to cover it very plainly. I like to put things in writing because, you know, then if you want to shoot me down, shoot the writing and tell me why it's wrong. And you can't do it because I back it up with quotes of chief justices and governors and presidents. We've got to know why these judges are getting away with what they're getting away with, and it reflects back on us because we let them do it. But somebody needs to tell the truth.
It's funny you said that. When I was in law school, my first year, the constitutional law professor, you have to take constitutional law your first year, and they said, hey, we're going to study constitutional law, but don't go reading the Constitution and thinking you're going to find anything that is in there that we're going to study. You're going to learn about balancing tests. You're going to learn about this standard and that standard of review and strict scrutiny, and you're going to learn about the Lemon Test and free speech. But don't go looking inside the Constitution because it's not there. And she told us, she said, let me be very honest. They made this stuff up out of whole cloth. She said the United States Supreme Court has essentially two powers. She said one is to strike down laws, which they gave themselves in Marbury versus Madison, and the other is to, I don't remember how she put it, but inflict public policy on the country. And she said neither of those are located in the Constitution. And then she took one step further, and I think you and I disagree on this with her, but probably agree with one another. She said the reason we put up with it is because we wish it had been in the Constitution. She said, we wish those powers had been in the Constitution. And when they come out and say, you know, yeah, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting X, Y, and Z. She said, we wish that it said Congress, the state, the county, and municipal governments may make no law. And she said, so we allow the Supreme Court to push that edict down our throats because deep down we all wish that had been the law. We wish that was what was written in the Constitution. I think I disagree with that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I disagree with that, too. I think it's like the Tenth Amendment. They wish the Tenth Amendment said the powers of the federal government or whatever they want to be, and not the powers, and as it does state, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. They don't want anybody saying they got less power, so they make it up as they go. Education, Obamacare, the health, nothing gives them this power. And yet we kind of want somebody to tell us. You know, Ronald Reagan said the nine most frightening words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And when they've got you feeling that they can help you, and you want to look to Big Daddy to take it all and tell you the answer to your problem, like education. Oh, do we want people in Washington telling us how to educate our children? Are we that dumb down here in Alabama? We're not. We know how to educate our children, just like they do in every state. But we've got people up there sending edicts down that you will teach this or you won't get your money back. Somebody needs to call their hand on it. And it's not in the Constitution. Everybody knows it's not in the Constitution, but they still do it. Guns. Let's talk about gun control. You know, here we've got United States. We had a shooting out on a ball field, and we hear that the D.C. gun laws are so restrictive and they're so overbearing. We're going to have to exempt ourselves from these laws so that we can own guns, and it's a good thing too because of the Second Amendment. Well, guess who controls the legislation in D.C.?
Who? You know? I'm waiting with bated breath.
It's United States Congress.
Yeah.
United States Congress, Article 1, Section 8.
They don't have a city council or anything?
They have a city council, but who controls that legislation? Let me read you Article 1, if I can turn to it.
Oh, okay.
Quick.
So the United States Congress serves as the state legislature, essentially, of D.C.?
It serves as the legislature of D.C. Article 1, Section...
Yeah, I'm learning things already.
Well, it's a good thing to know because if you go to Article 1 and you go to Section...
So why has the Republican Congress not allowed people to carry guns in Washington, D.C.? Why have they allowed this system?
That's the question. That's the question, Barron. And that's the question. Article 8, or Section 8 of Article 1 specifies the powers of Congress. Clause 17 says this. To exercise, talking about the Congress, exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, not exceeding 10 miles, they're talking about the District of Columbia, that's 100 square miles, by cessation of particular states, that's the seat of the government, and they have total authority over it. So when they complain about the gun laws made in D.C., you know what they're complaining about? In fact, they don't know the Constitution of the United States, don't know that they have authority over that, and they could change those laws and make them, and yet what happens in D.C.? You have Heller versus Washington, D.C. in 2008, which meant that where the United States Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment and said, your laws are too restrictive when you require a gun to be kept in one part of the house and the trigger in the other. That was a little overbearing. And to my opinion, that's way overbearing.
I agree. Judge, this has been a fantastic conversation. I want to have you on again in the future, win, lose, or draw. You and I on the constitutional issues, the limits of Congress, particularly the limits of the federal judiciary, I don't run into too many other people who want to either strike down all the federal courts or vastly limit their jurisdiction. You do, and I do, and so that puts us in lonely company. But I wish you luck. I hope it's a fair, safe fight, and you guys fight it out. I love a good political battle, and I look forward to seeing how it unfolds. You got about 30 seconds left in the segment. You want to make a closing statement to the people of Montgomery?
Well, if they want to go to find out what I stand for, it's Judge Roy Moore for Senate.com, and Judge Roy Moore for Senate.com, and they can find out what we stand for and national issues. You know, there's tremendous money coming out of Washington, D.C., and you mentioned Mitch McConnell, the establishment, and they really don't want me there. And, you know, I don't, it's hard, difficult to raise money in a federal campaign. And they know that. So, you know, it's up to the people of Alabama, and I'm just offering myself as a candidate, and I appreciate their vote. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Judge. It was good having you.
Yes, sir.
Judge Roy Moore has been our guest for the whole first half hour of the 11 o'clock hour. I think he did a good job.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's clearly a brilliant man. I mean, he knows his stuff.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff. We'll see what the people of Alabama think. I will say this. I was around in 2012. I saw the long faces when he shocked the political world inside the state of Alabama and won without a runoff.
Yeah,
when they all were holding their powder until the runoff.
Yeah.
And he ended up with 51 or 2%. And I remember looking around the room and all those Republicans with their long faces. Oh, my gosh. It can happen. It can happen.
Stranger things.
Roy Moore turns out his votes, people. Cole Plumbing brings you this hour of the program every single day from 11 to 12. They're big fans of News and Views. We're big fans of Cole Plumbing. We want you to be big fans as well. The only way to do that is to give them a call, get to know more about them. Talk to James Cole. Talk to C.C. Cole. Talk to that family-owned business right here in the city of Montgomery that brings quality plumbing services each and every day. 279-8919. 279-8919. They have a great website, very easy to use. ColePlumbing.com. You can check it out there. They also do the social media thing, so find them on Facebook, like them, share them. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services in Montgomery. They do it all residential from beginning to end. No job too big or too small. When you have trouble with your bowl,
you call and Cole.
We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Experience the new Buick at Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, a 2017 Buick Encore, MSRP $29,485, now Sonic priced at $19,994. Save nearly $10,000. Stock number GB724144. All incentives assigned to dealer, tax title and dealer fees extra. Must mention offer and take delivery by 6/30/17. See dealer for details. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac, 833 Eastern Boulevard. See the entire inventory online at ClassicGMCBuick.com. Classic Buick GMC Cadillac is a premier Sonic automotive dealership. Like them on Facebook.
Hey, Scott Bowers here with PBS Painting. Looking to do any painting in the future? Looking for true professional painting? I ask that you please give me a call for a free estimate. When you hire PBS Painting, you actually get me on the job at all times with a brush or roller in hand, so I know that it's done the right way. We always use high-quality products to ensure a long life to your paint job. We take our time prepping the job properly, which ensures a high-quality paint job. As always, no upfront money is needed, and we are licensed and insured. We offer interior, exterior painting, pressure washing, and sheetrock services. So if you have a painting project you want done the right way, from Lake Martin to South Montgomery County, then please give PBS Painting a call at 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Check us out on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-643-5081. 800-643-5081. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-643-5081.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Tornado watch continues in effect for most of us till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet from time to time. Locally heavy downpours and some spin-up tornadoes possible. High temperature in the low to mid-80s today. A flash flood watch still in effect as well. Showers and thunderstorms thin out a bit tomorrow. They'll still be scattered. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms from time to time Saturday, but fewer storms on Sunday, high in the upper 80s. Download our free weather app. It'll keep you up to date on the watches and warnings for your particular locations, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
O'clock.
Oh, yes. It is the Thursday edition of News and Views on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And Baron, let me tell you about my good friends at Capital City Body Works. Tommy, Paul, and the gang. Located 140 Southeast Dell Road here in Montgomery, they've been doing work on your, I call them injured automobiles. You injure your automobile every once in a while.
They're sick.
They're sick. They're injured. They're banged up. You gotta fix them. And they look like brand new off of the showroom floor automobiles after you leave Capital City Body Works. Auto body framework, auto paint, also that ratty upholstery. Oh, yeah, I know. Talk about, well, we won't get into Jack's truck. But anyway, free estimates, by the way. Also, if it needs towing, they can tow your car, and also they can get you a deal on a rental as well. They've been doing this for decades. Capital City Body Works, give them a call today, 271-2618, located, as I said, 140 Southeast Dell Road. Stop by and tell Tommy, Paul, and the gang that News and Views sent you. And don't forget, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. Capital City Body Works.
Guys, thanks for tuning us in. It's the third hour of News and Views. Got about 20 minutes left in the program. Just enough time to talk to Mark.
Well, before I get started on my point, I want to say I think Charles might have been bored today and started some shenanigans. I just passed an 18-wheeler. You know how people write in the dirt on the back of an 18-wheeler trailer? Yeah. Did Trump on.
Did it really?
It did. Trump on.
Trump on! That is fantastic. But, thank you. Thank you for telling me that.
But I was wanting to say, I'm glad you brought the Judge Roy Moore on, just because I've been waiting for you or Dan to kind of do your thing that y'all normally do for an election, to say, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of certain candidates. And, you know, I work at the same gym as Judge Roy Moore. And I know, I can't remember if it was on your show or might have been talking to somebody, how they said they, you know, wanted somebody to get the sentence and gain some seniority like Shelby and Sessions has. And I know Terry Roy Moore's a little older, and I'm not, you know, advocating, because I'm still kind of tossed up between him and Mo Brooks, but at the gym, Judge Roy Moore is still a beast. I think he's around 70, but he still gets into it than folks that are much younger than him.
Well, let me say this about the top three candidates, and I do believe it's going to be probably one of those three candidates, Roy Moore, Mo Brooks, or Luther Strange. None of them are spring chickens. None of them are going to be able to accumulate 30 or 40 years of seniority. For better or worse, those look like our options here in the Senate contest. I would rather see somebody in their maybe 40s, late 40s, early 50s, at the oldest, getting in there for the first time. But we don't have that option this year, and so all we have are people in their mid to late 60s, and that's just where we are. So age shouldn't be a deciding factor for anyone this year.
Well, I agree, but I just wanted to share my little bit of knowledge about the judge, though, because, I mean, I can see him being somebody being 80s and 90s and still running 3 miles a day.
Yeah, well, it could be. And there have been people that have served. You know, Richard Shelby's a very effective senator in his 80s. Strom Thurmond was effective up until his late 90s, so it's possible. I'm not saying that you can't accumulate some seniority, but, Mark, you know how the Senate works. Until you've been there 10 or 12 years, you're the new guy. You know, a lot of the people don't know your name. Just because you sponsor legislation doesn't mean it's going anywhere. You're just a guy. It's not and you can't chair a committee until you've been there forever, because you got to outlast everybody who's already on the committee the day you're assigned to the committee. So if you're on armed services, you're not chairing that bad boy till everybody you look around the room with is dead or retired. I mean, that's just a fact. So
great show today.
Yeah, great call.
Bye.
I like my friend Mark there. He does a good job. Let me see here. I don't know how much I want to say about that Senate race right now. I myself, believe it or not, am undecided.
Really?
I could vote for any one of four or five people at this. Mm. Well, four people. I'm not going to vote for Tripp Pittman. I'll just tell you that right now. I'm not going to vote for Tripp Pittman. I don't think he has a chance to win. I don't particularly care for him, and I don't want to see him win. I could vote for any one of four people right now by the time it's all said and done. And I'm usually not that undecided 2 months out of an election. I'm just not. But that election's in 2 months, less than 2 months. And right now, I could vote for any one of four people. I could vote for Randy Brinson. I like Randy personally as a friend. I've known him for a while. He's active in local politics here. So, you know, the local guy in me wants the Montgomeryan to win.
Sure.
But I could also see myself voting for any of the other three big ones, believe it or not. As hard as that is to say, and I'll get into that closer as we go. But I've said some pretty harsh things probably about all three of the big three candidates running at some point or another.
Yeah.
But that's just because I say harsh things about politicians, because they always give you an excuse at some point to say harsh things about them.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Just the way politicians are. Who is this? You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Ezra. That's why I hung. I just kind of, next time you have him on, so I ain't got to worry about calling back, because you're hitting right on what I want to know, is about the 5 to 10. I mean, it's a fact. I mean, even Gowdy, he's only passed two bills. I mean, I know he's a chairman.
Well, the House is a little different. In the Senate, seniority is 90% of your job.
Yeah.
In the House, you can get in there and start making waves, and you can get bills. And you can get a bill passed as a first-year senator. It's just not likely. And if you do, it's only because you're carrying it because somebody else likes your bill. It's not because you have any influence or power.
But what I wanted to add to that, kind of maybe throw in there, he's got this, I had the GBH cloud hanging above him, and ain't nobody going to stand beside him up there. I just don't want to put somebody up there that's a hand raiser. I mean, we got one of them up there now. I mean, in 10 years, he's going to be, you know, 8 years. I mean, he's going to be close to 80 years old.
What I want, and honestly, this is what it's going to come down to,
okay.
And I liked Roy Moore's answer on Donald Trump. I want someone who's going to throw their full weight into passing Donald Trump's agenda. I think what Donald Trump wants for this country is fantastic. I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with bombing Syria. I don't agree with every little thing he's done. But like Judge Moore said a moment ago, 90%+ of the stuff I trust Donald Trump on, and I trust he's doing it right and has the right answer. And I want somebody in there who's not just going to raise their hand and vote the right way. I assume they'll all vote the right way. I want somebody in there who's going to be bashing heads, cutting deals, making stuff happen, bringing home bacon if they have to, but getting the Donald J. Trump agenda passed in total. And the one who convinces me that, I don't care who it is, the one of those who convinces me they're the best situated to do that is the one who's going to earn my vote.
Where's
I'm a one-issue voter. I'm a one-issue voter right now. What?
Where's Mr. Brooks staying with you? That's not on.
We'll be talking to him either Monday or Tuesday. Let me look on my calendar. He's coming up next week. 10 o'clock Monday. I'll tell you where he stands with me at 10:30. How about that?
All right, bro.
Appreciate it.
Good show.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm giving everybody a half hour. Giving everybody a half hour, uninterrupted, no commercials. You know, just give me a half hour. Let me ask as many questions as I can. And see if we can't.
That's fair.
Get this thing squared away. My man, Ed Sassa. Alabama private investigator extraordinaire. I am hearing from people who have never in their life dreamed that they would want to hire a private investigator, but who listen to this program and hear us talking about Ed Sasser, hear us talking about his polygraph examination expertise, how he is the most experienced polygraph examiner in the state of Alabama, that he does polygraph examinations for bodybuilding championships, for bass professional bass fishing tournaments, the ones you see on ESPN and all that.
Yeah.
That never in their life thought they would ever need a private investigator, but said, you know what, I got some unanswered questions on a few things that are bothering me. I got somebody I think I need to know more about. Now, I want somebody that can do a little bit of a background check on somebody, somebody that can track somebody down, see if they're faking an injury, you know, an employee or whatever. That I'm just telling you, I'm hearing from people who are calling Ed Sasser because they've never thought about it in their life. But now they know that it exists, it's affordable, and they got a really credible guy that I highly recommend. They're picking up the phone and calling 399-6999. 399-6999. Ed Sasser, Alabama private investigator and polygraph examiner. You will not find a better or more experienced private investigator and polygraph examiner in the state of Alabama. That is my, I put Baron Coleman's name on that. That is my guarantee.
The Baron Coleman seal of approval.
399-6999. Call Ed Sasser today.
12 minutes to the top of the hour. The final segment of News and Views up in moments on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Experience the great outdoors like never before on a Kawasaki ATV or side-by-side. From Ward's Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. With dominating power and undeniable performance, the Brute Force ATV is a conqueror on four wheels. Want to take playing hard to a whole new level? The Turex side-by-sides are the ultimate trail driving machine. The thrill-seeking machines for the entire family to enjoy. And if you're looking for the best of both worlds, look no further than the compact-size Mule SX side-by-sides or the most capable Mule ever before. The Mule Pro Series. These rugged no-frills machines get the job done wherever the going gets tough. And to top it off, all Kawasaki side-by-sides are backed by the Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Get off the beaten path and work or play with a Kawasaki four-wheeled vehicle today. Brute Force, T-Rex, and Mule, built for adventure. Built Kawasaki Strong. See Ward's Kawasaki in Troy on 231 South. Three generations and running strong. Read owner's manual and all on-product warnings. Kawasaki ATVs with engines of 90cc and above are recommended for use only by persons 16 years of age and older. Kawasaki also recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
David Little's in the house from Tucker Pecan, and what is going on, my friend?
Woo! The summertime is here, Bubba. You know, down at Tucker Pecan, like we always say, we have all kinds of great ideas for the beach, the lake, wherever you're going, just by the pool. And now we have the new glasses you stick in the sand. You can stick them in the ground up at the lake when you're just sitting there and you don't want it to fall over. You stick it in the ground in the sand or the dirt at the lake. You do that, your wine glass, tea, your water, whatever. It doesn't fall over. We've got those. We've got some beach towels left. We've got all kinds of great seasonings down there from pepper tree. We've got seasoning that goes on chicken. We've got it where it goes on steaks. We've got it on vegetables. We've got all kinds of great things. Also, we've got some neat jewelry down there. It's just come in the store. Purses, all kinds of great things. Beach totes. But come check us out because we always have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Just come check us out.
Where are you located?
At 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Brewmaker.com.
Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers, don't combine.
This July, make it a jolly holiday with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's Mary Poppins. This million-dollar production of the Broadway blockbuster features incredible sets, beautiful costumes, and that magical nanny who will fly over your head and into your hearts, leaving you and your family spellbound. Your summer just won't be complete without a trip to ASF. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at asf.net today.
You know about Al Green?
I can tell you, Al Green, the Reverend, presides in Memphis, Tennessee, and he preaches a sermon once a month in his own church.
I love Al Green.
You got an organ player.
Put him on the turntable.
Yeah.
Let those things rock out. My friends at Cole Plumbing are hiring. 279-8919 if you're a master plumber or a journeyman plumber. You have one of those licenses, give them a call, 279-8919, or apply in person, 1142 Coliseum Boulevard, or check them out for more information about working at Cole Plumbing online, coleplumbing.com. Let me show you how fake news works. Let me show it to you in real time.
Do that for me, will you?
Days before the election, the day before the election in the Jack Ossoff race that took place Tuesday.
That never gets old.
No, he'll never get old. He won't either. He's only 30. Jack Ossoff lost the election. The day before the election, here is the headline on CNBC. Why Trump and donors on both sides care so much about the House election in Georgia. Talked about the record money flowing into the special election. Talked about how they were competing for the seat. And here's a line. It says, the election is seen as a test of whether Democrats can flip red Republican-leaning seats in the President Donald Trump era. So here, now we'll go from this headline, why Trump and donors on both sides care so much about the House election in Georgia. Here is the day after the election, the very same space on CNBC. Why the handle Ossoff race never mattered. Can you believe it?
They changed their tune.
All right, so remember this line in the old one, why Trump and why everyone cares so much. Here was the line. The election seems a test of whether Democrats can flip red Republican-leaning seats in the President Donald Trump era. In the new article, that has become, Republicans should start worrying about Trump's low approval ratings next summer.
Mm.
Why? They just won a race that you said was a bellwether about whether or not they could lose those seats.
No, it doesn't matter.
So what are they worried about?
Yeah.
What are they worried about?
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Fake news 101, my amigos. Fake news 101. Guys, it's been a wonderful day. I want a special thanks to Chief Justice Roy Moore for checking in with us. We will try to have as many of the candidates as possible on before the election. They're all welcome. I don't know that Roy Moore will come on. I mean, Roy Moore did come on. I don't know that Luther Strange will come on. But Mo Brooks will be on either Monday or Tuesday. I think Monday at 10 o'clock is what
sure
we're scheduled.
Luther's going to come on.
Luther's welcome. And Luther should know this. Luther should know this. We have never been rude to a guest. Never once in the history of this broadcast have we been rude to a guest.
Nope.
We've been rude to callers.
Well, that's what
But not saying. Often. Not often. Not often. Only ones that sound like this.
Push your trash when I never had an ad, big boy. You are a big boy.
We'll be rude to callers like that.
You don't have anything to back
your buddy but your mouth.
You got the mic. Hey, you're a big boy. Put them on.
And you've got your law degree.
You know yourself, big boy.
You finished yet?
You finished yet?
Now, we've been rude to callers, but we've never been rude to a guest. Roy Moore was here. He got the news and views treatment. That's red carpet treatment. Mo Brooks will get the red carpet treatment on Monday, the news and views treatment. Luther Strange is welcome whenever.
Whatever you say, big boy.
You don't have anything to back you, buddy, but your mouth.
A little fireman just walked in the door.
That's the little fireman. Oh, put that hose away.
To hurt somebody with that thing.
This is a family show.
My God, man.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9 a.m. We'll have a full cast of characters.
Scaring me.
Don't forget about our friends over at Mattress Firm. Three locations right here in the River Region. Cobbsford Road in Prattville, on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, and out at East Chase. Check in with my man Reggie if you're out there. Let him know you listen to News and Views. He'll let everyone else know. We appreciate that. Great deals, fantastic deals, amazing deals. You're not going to get those deals anywhere else. And in the event you can find a better deal somewhere else, they'll refund you the difference for up to 100, 120 days, something like that. The money-back guarantees, refund, replace, it doesn't matter if you don't like your mattress. You can't go wrong. You can't lose. So give them a try. Mattress Firm, where you can save money and sleep happy. Ben Hagler, great day.
It was a great day. Back tomorrow. Friday. Jackie Boy's back tomorrow.
We'll have a full cast. We'll see you in the morning.
Hey, Pat Atkins here with AKD. Are you looking for someone to design and print your t-shirts for your next event? How about embroidered polos for your staff or some clever advertising specialties to promote your business? American Classic Designs is the answer. We've been providing quality products, top-notch service, and competitive prices in the River Region for the past 30 years. While some say that we are the LeBron James of screen printing, the Tim Duncan of service, and the Muhammad Ali of winning designs around these parts, do you want to work with the best who are willing to outwork the rest? Of course you do. Our sales staff is professional and knowledgeable. Our design team rocks, and our production crew always does whatever it takes. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. AKD, right price, right product, right people.
Movie buffs line up for the opportunity to see a star-studded blockbuster. Meanwhile, car buffs line up for the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the eye-catching CLA. Mercedes-Benz sportiness and design at a jaw-dropping price. Lease the 2017 CLA 250 4MATIC for just $359 a month for 36 months with $3,753 due at signing. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively for Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, and it is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm is kicking off the summer with daily deals, everything from free pillows to 50% off mattress brands you love. Visit one of the three locations right here in the River Region today to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everyone. And Serta mattresses at Mattress